Well, I finally got into my jeans. I'm muffin topping pretty bad. Who are they?
Serial killers.
What?
Yeah, I'm keeping it real, just like you said. What's scarier than real live murderers?
My God, Stan, you're a genius. This'll be your scariest haunted house ever.
Well, that scene we'll forget all about, Buckle.
Usually when I see men in cages, they're kissing each other and I'm throwing pesos at them. Peso! Kiss! Kiss! Peso!
I used my CIA connections to borrow five of the most ruthless serial killers on the Eastern Seaboard. When Francine sees I saved our haunted house, she's gonna be totally back on board. And then maybe tonight I'll introduce her to The Thickness!
Kate.
You don't want to hear about the breakfast burrito stuck in my teeth?
No, I want to talk about the crappy food I ate.
Oh,
I ate some horrible stuff, like 5 seconds before the show started.
It wasn't crappy, it was good, but there's some stuck in my teeth.
Really? Oh. Is that how we're going to start sexing up our show?
I wore the pigtails.
That's
true. And the sweatpants with the tomato soup stain.
And there's a little bit of cleavage going, but you got like a pimple brewing, so it looks
My skin is all fucked up.
It looks like you're sprouting a third one.
Yeah, my skin is really messed up this week. So.
And also something about that pimple makes your D's come out weird and they sound like F's. You meant your skin's all ducked up?
It's really ducked up.
Yeah. Poor skin ducts. All clogged up.
We're already in trouble, so what the hey.
Yeah. Thanks for that philosophy.
Yeah, the sad part is it's not even a pimple. It's just like some weirdo blemish. It's not even like the welt. It's just like my skin is a mess.
Is it contagious?
Like a freaking Hispanic skin. I don't know what's wrong with me.
We're all disgusting.
I know. We're just a filthy colored person. That's what I am.
I love when Will, this is my secret delight, and I really shouldn't rejoice in this because I'll be joining him in this club in like 10 years, but when he gets a pimple on that bald head of his.
Oh, that's sad.
That is the sad one. That is the best. Oh my God, I never talk about it.
No, that's sad. Don't. That's mean.
No, and it has to be like right near the forehead too, but like kind of back on the hairline.
How do you, I guess because it's, are you sure it's not like an ingrown hair or something? I mean,
no,
it looks the same.
You'd pluck it, I guess. At that point, you get to just plucking the hair.
Yeah, but it's still like a swollen, like if it gets ingrown, then it gets, you've had ingrown hairs.
Oh yeah, all the time. I don't think it's an ingrown. I think it's an actual zit.
How do you get this on, like, your head? Like, I've never had one on my head, like, under my hair.
Yeah, but you've never shaved your head either. I think it
turns. So you can only get it if you shave your head?
Possibly.
Wow.
I have something brewing somewhere on my skin. I forgot where I was pinching earlier, but I found I got a huge thing under my beard.
Yeah. Well, that I get. So why don't I get pimples on my head, on the top of my head?
You're not as filthy as us.
I don't know. I'm pretty filthy.
You want to be
sure
there,
but
you're not.
I made 3 days without a shower this week.
Oh, God. You are disgusting.
It's hot, right? Yeah.
Wow. We managed to go the whole bed without the intros. Good for us. Welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Kate.
Hey.
No Billy Basil. No William.
No.
He is out getting the sex.
Bailed.
Getting his sex on. Good for him.
I'm at the age where it doesn't matter anymore. No, I'm kidding. It matters.
It matters a little bit.
I just talk to myself to make myself feel better.
You don't get as excited as Kira does about it, though, right? Or Kira has
like
her little pre-sex dance.
Well, that's because I can get it whenever I want.
Kira, I still to this day remember Kira talking about sex. She sounded like a 13-year-old teenager getting laid.
You know, when you can get it whenever you want, I mean, it's still cool and all, but...
It ain't all that.
Yeah, it's like having a chocolate cake every evening.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I can go and buy a Big Mac if I want. Good for you. You're all grown up. You can listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Show archive as well as my writing in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at papasbasement. Thank you. You're just waiting for that. And like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. You done? You done, Giggles?
No.
Got it all worked out of you? So... Yeah. By the way, that's how I imagine you and Pants talking about sex, what Stan said about Francine at the end of this.
Really?
Pants is like the nicest Pants is Kate's boyfriend, and he's like the mildest, nicest, just kind of white dude you've ever met.
Sweetest guy ever.
Just really laid back. But I imagine like the door is shut, and he just talks like a brother. He's like, "Damn, I'm going to introduce you to the thickness." And then Kate laughs like that, and her little Asian eyes squint up. She's like, "Yes,
I'm totally picturing this. It's awesome." No.
It doesn't go down like that at all?
No.
What is the pants foreplay like? What is pants game like?
He says, "Good woman, dare you show some ankle to me?"
Oh, and then he pulls down his monocle.
And I titter and go, "Oh my, you are so scandalous, sir. So scandalous."
And he asks you to squat over his top hat. That's how babies happen. I don't know. God. There's something about you and pants, man.
I'll unbutton the top button of my corset, and we lie within 1 foot of each other.
Sometimes, it doesn't happen, like once a week, something will happen where I'm thinking, what are Kate and pants doing right now? What is going on in the life of Kate and pants?
You shouldn't be thinking about that.
Because it's only two thoughts. Like, I just imagine you two, either you're watching TV and doing nothing, or it's just like gross, like slamming each other around the room. Smells like a monkey banged a pig in there, you know, like just all kinds of sights and
odors.
I just
spend so much on air freshener because the condo's so small.
Yeah, just disgusting crime against God stuff.
So no video game playing? Because we do a lot of video game playing.
Really?
Actually,
okay, so it'll be a third scenario in the mix now. Actually, no, it'll be two. The video games are just going to replace the TV.
Okay, but you got to picture me with like the giant video gamer headphones on with the microphone.
Oh my god!
And shooting zombies because that's what I do, and then yelling at the zombies.
What is that? Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead.
Wow, why did I know that? I really don't play games.
I don't know. I've probably talked about it.
I think you have.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you mother effing zombie! Get off!
Oh my god! Oh god! Yeah. So it's just gonna be that, and then you two going at it, but the microphones are still on. And you're talking like you're in the game. God. Someday we're going to have to
be
real
fine.
Friends.
Go.
In
go,
some extent.
Go. We'll be fine. Let's go. Just go. Just go.
And game over. Someday.
Game over, man.
Oh, my God.
Game over.
Hudson, sir. He's Hicks. Is there a finer movie than that?
No.
There really isn't. Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys just need to set up the pants cam. Just like the world of Kate and pants. It doesn't have to be a sex thing. Like, it could be totally
be
in the living room.
It's boring TV show ever.
Just link it to a blog. Like,
no, seriously, it's so boring. Like, I can barely find enough in my life to be interesting. Like, our life together is so boring because my life is insane.
It's like a Voltron of sadness. Just, you put it together and its powers combine.
It's just a sucking hole of depression. No, we don't do much because I'm out a lot, which is sad when I think about it.
Suddenly, I think I figured out what the majority of pants cam's going to be.
And he's on his computer a lot.
Yes, that's a nice way of putting it. He is browsing the internet.
Yeah, and so then I come home and he's like hastily clicking on Windows. And I'm like, yeah. Hey, baby, what's up?
He's like, oh, sorry about that. Just
reading stuff.
Thought a centipede went in my pants. Dig. Had to take them off. No biggie. I'm safe.
Yeah. No, we sit around. We sit around a lot. We do a lot of sitting around, and then I yell sometimes.
Okay. That is a good way of explaining.
That's
in the night, I yell sometimes. I do too, but because of night terrors. I am alone and will die that way.
We talk about our bodily functions with each other.
Oh, you've hit that point?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Actually, no, that's not true. I won't talk about certain things because they bug him. You've talked about poop to me way more than he ever has.
Yeah, but that's on air. Like, I'm going to actually get into this. You have to understand how weird anti-poop I am in real life. Like, it doesn't need to be discussed. I don't think any girl I've ever been around has heard me like fart.
Yeah, no,
he's very
concerned with that. Like, and the fact that we share a bathroom, I think, bothers him a little bit.
Yo, it has to. I'm sorry.
That doesn't matter to me.
Really? Oh, yeah. It weird the hell out of me.
Nah, I'm just over it. Because it's just.
I like to really believe that like girls don't do anything. Like they cough and that's how they poop. Nothing
well,
comes
that's,
out.
That's
it's just
what,
like,
that's, and that's, I mean, as far as he's concerned, that's what's happening. And I go into the bathroom to pluck my eyebrows for a little while.
Yeah. Which just happens to require the fan on.
Coming out a little red-faced.
Yeah. Sunday Times under your armpit. Woo! Fanning yourself.
Lordy.
A lot of eyebrows.
That was some plucking.
Man. Oh, God. Yeah, I can't handle that. Oh, my God. No, I'm so weird about poop. Because this actually, I don't want to say it derailed my time with a girl, but something weird happened the other weekend.
Oh.
That was a little poo-centric.
Wow.
I was hanging out with a chica. Did you like how I said that? It was like chica, chica.
Yeah, you weren't sure where you were going with
that. Nah, it was like chick, chica.
Chick,
chica.
And then it was chica.
Let's go with the chica.
Then, okay, chica.
To honor your heritage, your oily, eyebrow-plucking heritage. So I'm hanging with a chica. She invites me over late. I bring over a couple beers, and we're just going to watch House. I actually hadn't watched many episodes of House this season because it looks pretty sucky now.
Oh, yeah, because it blows?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to keep
that
it
That would
real.
Be the reason I've never watched it, but go on.
It used to be decent. I kind of got sucked into it
I'll
after a while.
I'll buy that.
Yeah, it was
like,
okay.
I'll buy, like, the first two seasons.
Exactly.
All right.
Give me, the first two seasons were decent, and then I kind of stuck with it after that. And then this time around, he's actually
you got
like,
worried that you had lupus, and now every show
is
just a painful
reminder.
I needed
Gregory to reassuringly tell me it's not lupus. But I'm figuring, like, what better way to actually bang out, like, half this season than just some beers on a couch at, like, 1 in the morning, and we just crank them on TiVo, you know, get three of them in a two-hour span. Just bang it out. I'm done. I'm caught up. Mm-hmm. Don't you love it, by the way, when a TV show has been reduced to homework? Like, how disgusting is that?
I just had a friend telling me she had to go catch up on her Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that was an
really
assignment.
Like, really, you TiVo the Oprah. And then you keep them all so you can watch them.
Oh, the mother Papa Giorgio TiVo's Oprah, but she keeps up on a daily basis.
Well, now, The
View as well.
Mine does not do that. I don't know if The View is on TiVo with her, but she said that she was TiVoing Oprah, and I kind of gave her a little bit of a funny look. And she said, well, it's her last season, so I got to watch it.
Oh, every episode is a precious gem. God forbid one of those slip through your fingers.
So, So when I finished talking to her and she headed out and she went home and watched Oprah.
Well,
she
all right
felt like
then.
She had to. So, yes, homework.
Suddenly I'm only the second lamest person on the face of the earth. So I go over and I'm watching House. And in the middle of House, she marches off to the kitchen and she's like, might I interest you in some crab pizza?
At that point, I start to feel awkward and say, do you have what? Because then I'm not sure if it's a euphemism.
No, it wasn't a euphemism for anything. Crab pizza, which would sound disgusting, by the way. It sounds like you neither bathe and it's that time of the month. But it was a delightful white pizza with crab meat on it.
Okay, yeah.
Which
see,
also that's... sounds like a horrible euphemism.
No, that, I mean that a pizza with lump crab would be fantastic.
I just
but,
I know I love pizza.
Crab pizza doesn't sound good.
I love crab. And I also knew that the cheese would just decimate my bowels. I am as lactose intolerant as it gets.
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't get that.
We need to have a talk about this, too. Because I did the computations in my head. And it was like, one hand of the balance. It's like, you don't want to be, like, farting nonstop around this chick. You're not really, this is like a first time hanging out with her. But on the other hand, it's like crab pizza.
Yeah.
Never had it. Sounds delightful.
Wow.
I want to just tell you right now that, like, without missing a beat, I was like, bring it. I mean, there was no, like, maybe you should just have it or I feel guilty about
eating
your
food. Or I'll just have a slice, just one slice.
Oh, yeah, like that's the worst part. There were three slices. She came out with all three. We each kill one. She goes, I'm not going to eat that third one. It's all yours. And again, without missing a beat.
You just wolfed that thing down.
I was like, well, since you twisted my arm.
Wow.
And down it went.
Oh, no.
And I want to say within...
This is why you can't have nice things, John.
Yeah. Is there any better meme than that? that is why I can't have nice anything in my life, pretty much. Because I want to say within 15 minutes, I mean, thank God she started nodding off because... My stomach was a shambles. And it was just like gurgling loudly, but she was like kind of passing out on my shoulder.
Like this, like I'm like, why are you so tense?
You're doing that weird strain. Where exactly? Imagine like your legs are paralyzed, and so it's just your hands like pressing against the couch to lift yourself, and you're doing that in like some weird attempt at by like not compressing your bowels altogether. It'll give it more room to kind of play, even though gas is generating inside you at like an exponential rate. I mean, you're not cheating that Reaper. So,
did you think about excusing yourself momentarily?
Well, I wanted to like hold out as long as I could because you have to kind of ration these breaks. If you go every 5 minutes, it looks like you have a urinary tract
infection. It looks suspicious.
So you have to hold out for about every 20 minutes.
I love that you timed this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When it's like so bad, it's about to come out through your teeth. Like you just cough fart. And about that first time, she's nodding out and then she kind of rouses herself and she goes, hey, you've had a few. It's late. Would you like to crash here? She's like, you're not getting any. Don't get anything twisted here, but you can crash with me for the night. And I'm like, hey, a cute girl's invite me to crash in her bed. Like, I'm not really going to try anything because if I get even
because you're a chicken.
Well, yeah, because I'm a coward of the third degree black belt in pussy dim. But yeah, I'm like, screw it. A cute girl, you can crash next to her and cuddle. That's what human people, that's what they do. Yeah. Oh, we have a caller. Son of a bitch, derailing everything.
Probably someone complaining about our content.
Hello, caller.
Yo.
Oh, what is up?
Hey.
Is that you?
I'm out in the effing country.
Oh, my God. Will. Hello.
Yeah.
Good to have you on.
Huh?
Good.
No, I can't hear.
You can't hear. Hold up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Whoa.
That's the Rachel impression. It's too low. Now it's too high and my ear hurt.
What did I interrupt?
I was talking about how I can't eat cheese without becoming a disgusting ball of gas. But you can talk about your day of intercourse with us for a moment or two.
None yet. Today. Last night.
Well, that's kind of what I meant. Wasn't thinking any afternoon delight for you. How was it? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Pretty good.
Good for you. Are you feeling a little calmer? You sound calm.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm not worked up or anything. I mean, like, I'm out because she's picking up her niece from a birthday party, and it's just like, I don't want to be in that house.
Oh, you got nothing?
I walked down the street so they can't hear me.
So what, you're just sitting around right now?
Yeah. Like, I met him on Halloween, but it's just like, I walked in, and then, you know, like, the mom, and then she's like, I heard her introducing, like, her sister and like nephew or something to Allison. I was just like, nah.
Yeah,
I'm not meeting that many people. I don't know.
There's too many people.
I'm turning around and walking right back out the front door.
I know the best thing too is like the sister dates nothing but like kind of hoodie black dudes, right?
This is the one dude. Oh, okay. Let me walk further down the street. So, I mean, apparently
I love
like
black
five,
men.
He's got five different kids from five different women.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, he's a nice dude. Like, we had dinner over there last night. Like,
does he at least remember their last names? Unlike, who's that guy on the Jets?
What?
Cromarty, I think was it, who doesn't even remember his kids' last names or first names or whatever. You remember that from Hard Knocks, dude? The guy who traded from...
Oh, yeah. Like, I just saw a clip on YouTube. Like, I never saw the actual episode of that. But, yeah, like, the dude has, like, nine kids. He's just, like, struggling to remember their first names and how old they are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he could get the names and he could get the ages, but he could not sync those up.
But, no, I mean, it's almost like... Same with Lil Wayne. It's funny when he talks about his kids, because he'd be like, you know, this is, whatever, Keisha, and she's, like... You know, 18 months old, and then this is whatever. She's
18 months
old.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute.
They could have come from
the same woman.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's not how biology works.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're on a cat's menstrual cycle.
No, it's funny. Like, if you Wikipedia Lil Wayne's kids, like, some of them are, like, 4 weeks apart or something.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a hell of a tour.
Yeah. No, he's funny. But, yeah, so we got, like, one of the other kids I never met before with us, too.
Well, so, have fun with that, playing house with Allison. That sounds like a living hell to me, but whatever.
This sucks, but I don't know. I think we are going to B-Dubs in a bit.
Oh, by the way, you're near Vixens, right?
What?
You're near Vixens, right? You're in Winchester.
I mean, not like around the corner, but to us, yes. I mean, it's probably still like 20 miles from here.
Hey, you know our little friend with the big boobs that we've both tagged on numerous occasions?
Yeah.
She's working there again, so why don't you pay her a hello?
Wait, she's working there? I thought she worked at, like, the Golden Horseshoe.
No, no, no. She's at Vixens now. So please go by and say hi.
That would be pretty fun.
All right, man. Just wanted to give you a heads up on that. All right, get out of here.
All right, man.
Later, dude.
Later.
That was...
Take the kids. Take the family. Stop by Vixens. Yeah, say hi to an old friend.
Will loves the T-bars a lot more than me. And there's one crazy girl that we both, to quote Homer Simpson, passed around like a doobie. Really, really great figure. Really pretty girl in general. You know, kind of like made some bucks back in the day modeling and chunk. And now she is just working at Vixens, which is West Virginia's premier gentleman's club, in case you couldn't infer that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That means they have most of their teeth.
And scene.
So, you're full of cheesiness.
Yeah, I'm full of cheesy, crabby goodness. And we retire to her boudoir. And I want to say she's nodding off pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I am really in, like, no position to nod off because my living, breathing fear, like, what just keeps me completely awake in this situation is the second I nod off.
It'll just, yeah, things are going to relax.
I'll be like,
and then she's going to wake up. What's that sound?
Yeah, or it'll be like Ghostbusters or something's under the blanket all of a sudden, like rising up. It'll, yeah.
What the hell's that? I felt something.
Is there a mouse in the bed?
Get on my leg. What? Yeah.
And so for like 2 hours, I'm like making these stealthy 20-minute trips to the bathroom.
And like sneaking, like not even rolling out of bed, just kind of sliding off the side of the bed, holding yourself up with one arm and lowering yourself to the ground.
It's practically like Enter the Dragon type ninjutsu moves. Like I'm crawling on her ceiling and across the wall to get to the bathroom, where I turn on the sink and I'm just like testing the echo on the bowl for 45 seconds, and then I turn it off and march back. And she's just, I hope, sleeping. I don't know what's
really
going on.
She's very nice and pretending to sleep.
And finally, like 6:30 in the morning, I've had enough of this, and like my contacts are glued to my eyeballs
like
at this point.
All night? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I finally like get up and make a break for the door.
Not
I'm like,
just two slices of pizza?
Yeah.
Dang, yo.
Yeah,
that's
no,
harsh.
I gotta
stay away from
issue.
The milk.
Yeah.
Stay away from the dairy man.
And I get out, and she wakes up, I guess, hearing kind of me clunking around the living room. And she's like, are you leaving? I'm like, yeah, my contacts are really itchy. And she's like, that's kind of sketchy of you to do.
Yeah.
And I agree with her, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to get any sleep, and I have work tonight, and something got to give. But that was my adventure and why I can't lead the life of a normal boy.
Yeah.
And something similar actually happened to me at the station yesterday. What? It did.
I feel bad. I feel bad for people who can't handle the dairy. And I feel bad for people who can't handle... Like, I can eat bad food and be like, my tummy's a little bit upset. Do you think that milk was bad? And other people are vomiting and going to the hospital.
I can do that. And it's like, not like the milk upsets my stomach. I'm just completely vomiting.
Yeah.
No, oh my God. No,
I'm just saying like that doesn't affect me. And then, because we were joking about you, I said I was eating cheese and you were joking about it. I'm like, yeah, it actually does nothing to me. You're in more danger of a smell from me eating a lot of eggs beforehand than a volume of things from cheese.
Just,
yeah, I know.
That's wrong. Come on. That is just the devil's playground.
No, it doesn't affect me. And then, like, food can be bad, and I just feel a little funny. Like, I don't...
Oh, God.
Sometimes I'll have a bad reaction, but normally what would make other people violently ill, I'm just like, this is funny.
Someone in the station had a bad reaction about 40 minutes before my show started.
Oh,
Because, yeah, that bathroom had the wet floor sign out. And naively, I just thought, maybe for the first time ever, they've mopped the floor right before my shit. And I get in, it's just puddles of that brown water. And I'm like, who did that? Because these are like industrial strength toilets.
Yeah, yeah. When,
Andre the Giant could have had his way with one of
them. Bowling balls, and they'll flush after a couple times.
Yeah, and somehow someone, like, what Brachiosaurus made in this thing?
Yeah, what do you have to do to this? I mean, okay, there is, at the office where I work, there's three stalls in our bathroom, and one of them is the handicap stall. The middle stall, which you never choose, if you have the option, and the end
Why,
stall.
Is that the handy stall? I like the handy stall. You got
the
lot
middle
of
stall. You never
with.
Pick because then you're.
Oh, because
if somebody else comes
you
in,
you can crowd it on both sides.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, well, the handicap stall would be fine, except the toilet is above the regular toilet level, so it's like raised up a foot or whatever, and it acts as a bidet when you flush it.
Oh, so, and especially if you've made in there.
Yeah. So no matter what you do, you flush it and you like flee. You just jump back 3 feet, and it's a handicap stall, so you have the room. And, just hope it doesn't make too much of a mess.
Or you just stand up and turn around and survey. Are you a seated wiper? Because I'm actually, I'll kind of get myself off a little bit. We're not going to get into the details of that.
I'm not going to discuss this.
I'm just saying I get up and off.
I'm just saying when you flush, you want to run away.
And then I look down and I nod like Mr. Horse from Ren and Stimpy. I'm like,
Very good, sir. Yeah. Very good. No, and then so you have
that was actually a Sling Blade impression. I forgot what Mr. Horse sounded like.
No, sir, I do not like it.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
And then you have the other end stall. So you got a handicap, middle stall, and then the other end stall. And the other end stall will not flush to save your life. And so if anybody does anything, I mean, if you just do number one in there, I don't even know if I can say urinate. If you just do something in there and you have toilet paper in it and it doesn't flush and you have to wait a couple times. And so if anybody...
I thought you were just going to say, so you just leave really quickly.
Yeah, run out.
You wait until there are no more voices and then you just check the hell out.
No, so if anybody does anything else in there, it's...
Oh, it's just there.
Yeah, and some people are really nice and because you come in and you're like, you go to the handicap one because someone's in the first one and it's flush, pause, wait, flush, pause, wait, flush, pause, wait. And they're
just
in there for like half an hour.
Newbie!
And they're trying to be nice because you don't want to leave that for somebody else. And then there's the people who are just like, I'm in a hurry.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't except when I had already gotten there and it was a mess. And then it was just like you almost wanted to add to it.
I don't know about adding to it.
Graffiti on a high school wall like John was here.
See, I wouldn't feel the need to add to it. I would feel the need of I just need to get the heck out of here as fast as possible.
Building one of those termite hills in Serengeti.
I cannot stay here any longer. So, yeah, I don't know how you manage to plug those things, except for the fact that we have one that doesn't flush. It doesn't overflow, though, so I guess I'm thankful for that.
I just I had a farty ex, and she told me something I could buy for this, too. Like, just a standard anti...
Beano? Gas
not X? Beano. Yeah, just something. There's like an over-the-counter dairy... it's called dairy fart control or whatever.
Daily dairy fart control.
Yeah, DDFT.
yeah, there's probably something for it. I mean, enough people suffer from this, which just constantly surprises me because I'm like a dairy fiend. So maybe you need more dairy to
that's Will's
desensitize
claim.
Your system.
Well, that's Will's claim. He's always like, I just drink a lot of milk and now I can handle it. And then he'll just be on the couch like we're watching Jersey Shore or whatever and lightning filth we have on. It's like, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And then he'll just smile. Like, he won't even really acknowledge it.
So, by handling it, he means he just ignores it now.
Yeah. And, I have to turn away. Like, I kind of have to give him one of the two throw pillows or whatever.
Nice.
And I'm just like, put it in there.
Nice.
It's like the Hellraiser cube, It's like, trap Pinhead in that.
Eventually it disseminates.
Yeah, eventually. Or just like, you do that and then you throw the pillow across the room and let it vaporize. Comes out looking like a Scooby-Doo ghost.
Yes, I don't know what your problem is, but
I don't know. And I was just doing it yesterday. I got to, son of a bitch. Hello?
I would have no idea why anybody would complain about the content of the show if they've been listening for the last half hour.
Well, it wasn't really dirty. It's a health issue. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, there's
I don't really want to know about you trying to, you know, like silent but deadly your way around some girl's bathroom and like checking out bowl echoes.
Well, I just want to say that for the record, nothing got out around her while I was awake. I was nodding off here and there, so I might have.
That's ninja quality type stuff right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was pretty proud. I should have gotten like a
proud of that ability to embrace your command of your bowels. Like
I need to just get a blow tube off a pothead friend and just put that where the sun don't. Give it the Richard Gere treatment and then be like, the night is a success.
It's like
nothing can
it's
derail
like an
me
evening
now.
Catheter? What?
Yes. Oh, it's God. My poo catheter.
Oh, Lord. Maybe I'm just too hungover to.
Oh, no, if you're hungover, really? Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
This is a good listen while you're eating some greasy pizza of your own. I mean,
oh, God, no. Well, because, you know, I'm trying to do the healthy thing, so I'm not even eating the greasy hangover food.
What are
That's
you eating?
Harsh.
Yeah.
I like, had, like, a banana and, like, a PB sandwich. That's
well, that's
much
actually,
what I had.
That's not too bad. The peanut butter I found, because I was doing the same thing, and then I'd get hungover or drunk, and I need to eat something, and, you know, your standard foods aren't going to work because
you're
on a
diet.
I'll
tell you what I
ate. Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
Here was my pre-show diet to give me the energy I needed to be this perky on air. First, I had a Kellogg's Cinnabon, which I ate, and I'm like, that tasted like ass. And then I read the wrapper, and you had to microwave it. Before you ate it.
Oh, yeah, you always have to microwave those things.
Yeah, so that was disgusting. And then to wash it down, because I was so let down by that, I got a huge bag of peanut M&Ms. And I was, yeah, there you go. They're probably
like
okay
M&Ms,
for the studio.
But I like peanut butter M&Ms.
No, these are just peanut, which I figured would be okay in studio because of the thin candy shell.
Oh, okay. Now that we're doing product placement, have you had pancake pockets yet?
That sounds wrong.
Are they the ones with the sausages in them?
No. That's Dunkin' Donuts. That's a whole different thing. It's like a
those are owl pellets,
but it looks like a pancake, and they have like maple syrup filling or strawberry filling or chocolate filling, and you warm them up for 15 seconds in the microwave, and then you commence with eating about 1,000 calories.
Oh my! And it just sounds so full of I mean, it sounds delicious, but you'd have to be hungover.
Disgusting, no. Rancid thing I've
yeah.
ever had. In my
that
entire
sounds
life.
So
like if you ate nothing
me.
But those, and then you made, if you excreted, that turd would live 1,000 years.
Oh God, maybe more.
It would best Twinkies in a survival contest.
Good God!
You would have stripped everything organic out of it, and just like the foam that the rest of the pancake was made of would live on.
That's
Nixie, I'm sorry you're hungover.
It's my own fault.
How hungover?
The bartender kept feeding me free booze.
Yay.
How many drinks overall are we talking?
God, like 6 or 7 plus like 3 or 4 shots.
That's up there. That's enough to warrant it.
And
yeah,
I was in New York City, so free booze in New York City is like worth $1,000.
Oh, yeah. No, I would keep drinking,
too. Did you pass out right afterward, or did you at least like stay up and drink some water and shovel in some food? Or?
Oh, no, I then performed my comedy set after that.
I'm sure that went flawlessly.
That was awesome.
That drunk.
Yeah, it was. They put it on DVD, thank God, because I think there was some funny stuff in there that I
just
imagine,
like,
in the future.
I imagine, like, you kind of stumbling your way through something, and then 7 seconds of silence, and then, F you.
No, I don't think it was like that, but I've had those moments. I call them every other day of the week.
There we go. Oh, Nix, well, feel better. And by the way, are all three of us getting interviewed by Mr. Danny D?
Yes, Danny the douche is interviewing.
I didn't want to put the last name in there so it'd sound remotely professional. Yes, hey, Kate, are you pumped about getting interviewed by a guy named Danny the douche?
Yes.
Well, I would use his last name, but I would be afraid of the, you know, the beatings that would incur.
Mr. Daniel D has taken an interest in our work. Doesn't that sound a lot like more not disgusting?
It's more disturbing than anything, actually.
Daniel D.
We'll call him Danny D. Like, he's a member of New Kids on the Block from, like, the
1980s. Danny D. Oh, my God. Danny
Maybe
D sounds like
a
porn
star. Maybe band. That would be hot.
Oh, yeah. And then they could all be the ugly one.
see what we did just there right now, Papa? I set Kate up with a volley, and she spiked it right
well
in
done.
Your face.
The saddest thing is I was thinking that same metaphor.
But, yes, Daniel D.
Danny D.
is going to interview you guys for the site. Then there's a bunch of other stuff going on up there this week. I'm going to talk about how relationships are stupid and everybody should just have casual sex and all that.
I think the best part is he's trying to interview, what, you, me, Kate over here, and then Jay Glazer.
I don't think he's going to interview me. I don't know why anybody would want to interview me. I find it disturbing enough that people from Australia send me fan mail.
That's pretty cool.
He's like, I'm going to interview Papa and Kate, and maybe we can view so-and-so, and then Jay Glazer. And I was like, because Jay Glazer is going to stop doing Jay Glazer stuff to talk to us.
Yeah, I know. That killed me. That's like, in the studio today, Will, Kate, and Howard Stern. He had nothing better to do. He popped in. How nice of him. He loves being
Jay
fourth
Glazer
banana
will,
on a cable access radio show.
Well, maybe he'll do it based solely off the fact that he'd be afraid that, you know, Danny might be a douche and like show up on his doorstep, since the guy apparently has the map attachment on his Twitter and location is always on his tweets.
I do know that he's really, really short and kind of lifts a lot, so he's built like a
F-bomb. Like a big It's crazy. By the way, I got a quick question for you, because I'm taking a survey. Football this Sunday.
Yes. What
are you guys gonna be able to like have a quarterback, or are we just going to go with the Kyle Shanahan wants the shiny new toy that daddy didn't get him, so he throws a fit on the sideline deal? What are we doing?
No, Donovan will be playing.
Is he going to be able to run the 2-minute offense that apparently he can run, or what are we doing?
He'll do fine. Hopefully it'll motivate him. I don't know. I mean, what do you want? He has no offensive line.
I need you guys to beat the Eagles. That's what I need you to do. I need
you
to beat the Eagles.
No one can throw a football from their back. That's physics. Except for the T-800. He can do anything.
Well, who's your backup quarterback?
Sexy Rexy Grossman.
Wow. That's almost as good as when the Giants had David Carr as a backup.
Yeah, it's awesome. He made me feel like we were going to win as soon as I saw him come out, and then he fumbled. It was great.
It wasn't even like the ball had just been snapped 5 seconds prior, and he already screwed the whole game up. It was horrible. I wanted to cry for you, but I was too busy enjoying my Giants winning.
All right, Nixie, go enjoy your hangover.
Hey, I will, and, you know, leave Kate and her floating blemish, a.k.a. third boob alone.
My giant gash.
I like it. It's an excuse. I'm staring at the pimple now.
I'll zip up my hair again.
Well, you were going to stare at her rack regardless, so now you just have a reason.
Well, it's not in the Hello Kitty.
You're worried about her health.
It's not in the Hello Kitty shirt today, so it's not as
I almost wore Hello Kitty because of the request, but
everyone loves Hello Kitty.
I actually had to dance class today, so I'm wearing my
tiger
shirt.
I think what you should do is wear Hello Kitty underwear into the studio and then put that on webcam. I would guarantee that you would be off the air
How did you know I have Hello Kitty underwear?
Hey.
Because you have a Hello Kitty t-shirt, which means you probably have a Hello Kitty backpack and like a Hello Kitty brush.
No,
oh my God.
Just the underwear.
So many different perversions melding into one. All right, Nixie, take it easy.
All right, kids.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Hello Kitty underwear. Let's get to the bottom of that.
I have Hello Kitty underwear.
Does that make pants get the thickness?
No, it's for me.
Oh, my God.
I like where I...
And you do the pigtails, and you've got the squinty little eyes. It's all coming together.
I buy cute underwear because I like it. And unless somebody's going to be seeing my underwear who needs to be impressed by my underwear for some reason.
Pants isn't one of those people. Pants needs to be impressed.
We're over that stage. And he prefers that it just goes away.
Well, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Prefers that the existence.
At least you understand what men really like. I hate when girls are like, "Oh, here's this cute lingerie that I'm using to drive my boyfriend of 4 years
no,
wild."
No, you're just gonna take it off.
Yeah, or have a hot Latin broad on top of you, covering you instead of the underwear. That's nice too.
No, I mean, he has preferences for things, but it's not, like, he wouldn't care if I were wearing lacy whatcha doodles or whatever, if we're going to get down
That's
to
a
things.
Brand, right? Victoria's latest line, yeah, the lacy whatcha doodles.
he wouldn't care, because we're just going to take it off, so it doesn't really matter, and it, you know, so it doesn't matter, but I buy it, because then I can wear it to work and be like, tee-hee, I'm wearing Hello Kitty on my butt.
Oh, God, that is... Weird and hot.
I got
weird.
Felix the cat underwears too.
Hello Kitty's got a date with the broken stall in 10 minutes.
Yeah, actually, that does upset me when I have to go use the horrible, horrible bathroom in our office. And I'm like, I'm sorry you have to be subjected to this.
Sorry, Kitty. I'm sorry.
You're the cutest underwears with the little bow and everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel so bad. Like, I wanted to keep rolling with this whole bit about, like, just how bad what's doing because of milk products, you know, my stomach and all that.
We need to stop with that. Yeah. We need to stop the poo talk.
Seriously. Yeah. I was even going to call the coworker because, like, by the end of the night, I was just carpet bombing all the studios. And there's one, like, I marched myself out of the studio I was in with a coworker about 15 feet, and I do my business there. And I wait 30 seconds so I don't crop dust, and then I march back in. And even then, he started getting it in studio, and he was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
So I was going to call him on air, but he doesn't need that. I think he's in the middle of a shift at an actual station.
No. Real work.
Yeah. He doesn't need to, like, have the phone up to a mic like, yeah, that was the worst fart ever. Hootie and the Blowfish on the F, you know?
Yeah, I didn't do that. I'm a girl.
No, you don't. Well, you haven't done it around me. What can I say?
That's right, because I'm polite.
We spent all of 14 hours around each other, but so far, so good.
It's more than a lot of people.
That's true, even though we're just work friends.
What, are you going to get on me about this?
Not especially.
Okay.
I kind of respect the fact
really
that we do nothing
like
outside
people.
Of work.
Wait, have you invited me to something?
No.
Yeah, you know, Rich invited me to a couple things, and I couldn't make it for various reasons, but that's cool.
How about I invite you to doing my radio show every Saturday?
Yeah, here I am. What do you know?
Touché. No, maybe we do need to do a little something outside, though. Just
yeah,
a little something for esprit de corps.
I would totally take you to my dance class. It's esprit de corps.
Okay.
I would totally take you to my dance class, but I thought you had work after this, so
I do.
Like,
probably not
bother.
For long. I'm getting a little sick of being a board op at like five different stations. One of them can die.
Yeah, but I didn't.
One or two can fall off.
When I texted you to tell you I couldn't stay for a second show, I was like, oh, I just tell me.
What is the dance class? Would I actually have fun in the dance class? It sounds like I would kind of like stare at chicks for 5 seconds, then I'd be like, hey, you act like a sexy slut on the pole, and I'd be like, I am out of here.
No, it's not. It's not a pole dance class. It's a house dance class. It's just a workshop.
What is house dance? Like, I imagine house dancing is like taking a bunch of E and then jumping up and down for 8 hours with glow sticks.
No, it's just a dance class. Have you ever taken a dance class? When you go out with girls, like, and you go to a club or whatever, do you ever dance?
No.
Do you ever get harassed about that by the chicks?
When
like,
I was younger.
Dance? Why don't you dance, John?
I can't really dance all that well. I have a really good sense of rhythm because I was a drummer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't exactly use it to dance.
Okay. You know, the really funny thing is, okay, drummers have good rhythm. Bassists have good rhythm. But bassists always sway out of time. Watch a bassist playing sometime. And they'll be playing, and they'll be playing exactly on the beat. They're all into it. The groove is right there, but they're swaying in a totally different tempo. It's awesome. Every bassist does this.
Oh, God.
Every bassist.
Oh,
watch them.
You and your weird musician insights. Don't bring those on the show. This is a place for children.
Well, you meant to. Yeah, I know. Think of the children. Won't somebody think of the children?
No one needs to hear that.
Yeah, so it's a house dance class, and I am going with a friend of mine who is male. Who
you still
is
haven't explained
tired.
What house dance is
it's
exactly.
It's like club dance, dude. I don't know. Go take a dance class.
So, like, I'm fist pumping?
No, you're like move. I demonstrate, but it's like
demonstrate.
A hip hop, but not hip hop. That's going to translate to radio really well. That's going
to
work
wiggle
out really
one's
well.
Booty means to shake one's butt. Permit me to demonstrate.
Professor, what's another name for a pirate's treasure?
Yeah.
I believe the word is booty.
Dude, I don't care what translates. I'll describe. It'll be worth
anyway,
1,000 words.
Anyway, I'm taking a friend who wanted to take a dance class because he was tired of explaining he can't
that
dance.
That he's gay to people.
No, because I, you know, a lot of people are like, let's go dance. And he's a musician and stuff. And he's like, he was tired of explaining he can't dance. And I think he just.
I just kind of talk to people once they've drunk so much they don't dance a ton.
Oh, I dance more when I'm drunk.
Yeah, they do.
I feel
they,
good.
They have to drink their way through to the other side where they don't
oh,
feel
no.
good anymore.
No,
and then
I love
swoop
that because
like
then
a
I can drink more because like after I start to sweat it out and then I can drink more and my blood's pumping and I feel no pain so
no.
I can pull off moves that I would never do sober.
I'm actually stealing a book out of Will's Game right there, a page out of Will's Game, whatever. Some words are in there.
Out
yeah,
of Will's
put them together.
Booklet, a brochure
it
out of
as,
Will's
yeah.
glove box.
Something.
What?
No, I make like a Komodo dragon where they just bite you with their bacteria-filled mouth and then they just wait for the prey to die over the course of days. I'll just like see a cute girl and she's dancing and I'm like, that's right, sister, keep on pounding them. And then like 15 drinks later when she's too drunk to dance, I'm like, hey, you're really fun to talk to.
Nah,
and then we can get along.
No. You got to be able to go out and dance. Chicks
that's
like
true.
That. Chicks like that. And you don't have
like
to
I
dance
Like I said,
good.
I can do enough where if I'm holding two drinks and I use them as the excuse why I can't dance, I can kind of like bobble up and down and stuff. And
all right. At least you get out
of it. Looks like I'm keeping tempo.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all we really expect.
Yeah.
If a guy can actually dance, that's like, holy crap. And I mean, if he's cute, that's it. Because it's just amazing. But he's probably gay, so.
I was going to say, I've kind of thought if a guy is too good at dancing, it was almost a turnoff. Like.
No, because I don't care. No, I mean, if he's gay. If he's gay, he's gay. I mean, nothing's going to happen. It doesn't matter. But it's not a turnoff. If a guy can move, he can move. I'm constantly impressed with ballet dancers and constantly.
That's a whole different context.
No, that's a whole different context. Yeah, it's true. But my point being that we don't respect that in the society. It's not a masculine thing to be able to move. Unless you're beating the crap out of somebody, mm-hmm. You shouldn't be physically active as a male.
No, you can do sports.
Yeah, beating the crap out of somebody, football.
Oh, okay, I thought you just meant like MMA or something. No, girls definitely dig dancers. I've just heard from a couple people that like if a guy's a little too good on the floor, like he's almost like, you know, step aside, like John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever, then that's kind of
if he's a D-bag about it, then that's, well, yeah, but I mean, if he's gay, then he should just be gay. Like, what's that going to hurt me? Then it should be a turnoff because I'm
one, it'll hurt you because you'll
happen.
Get the AIDS. That's science.
Well, no, I'm not going to do anything with him because he's gay. And I am a girl.
I'm just saying if he might be like kind of acting like he's straight and not really know it. Like a guy's on the fence and then you really see him cut a rug and then it's like you like junk in your face.
No, he's just bi. I mean,
it's like, let me pull you aside because I have something to tell you about yourself that you might not have realized yet.
I think they should know that, but I can't be down on that. You know? Maybe he's bi. But anyway, I like people who can dance. Like, I think it's cool.
Wow, so it's an actual, like, you could dance in a bar/club setting with these moves.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, in fact, you won't come out, like, being some awesome dancer. You're going to be in a video. But you'll come out with a better sense of movement and how you look when you're dancing.
So
instead of doing the white people dance,
which
is like this, which is what you do, you can actually, like,
yeah, but it's on tempo. Give me that.
Okay, no. I'm not knocking your sense of rhythm. I'm just saying. That's a white people dance.
Okay.
You don't move your feet. Your hips don't
move. I can move my feet and hips.
Your knees just bend a little bit and your head bobs.
You look like a human spring. You look like something out of Mario Brothers.
That is how boys dance.
Okay. Well, Pants can't dance, can he?
No. God, no.
Yeah,
and he won't
exactly.
take a class
And Pants
me.
Gets laid.
Yeah, that's right. He does.
I just want everyone at home, well, every guy out there, Pants don't dance. Pants gets laid.
Well, he's got a
In fact, if any chick asks you on the dance floor, just stare her in the eye and says, Pants don't dance. And then she'll go sploosh and you'll be getting laid in 17 seconds.
Yeah, it's gonna go over really
Everyone
well.
Will be able to reference that.
He's got a lot of other things in his favor. So, and he takes me snowboarding.
Like the instant you say he's got a lot of things in his favor, I just imagine him like stuffing a hoagie down his jeans. Just like, you're
nice.
A burden and a blessing.
He's a very, very good person. And I wish, you know, part of me says I wish he would dance. But if it doesn't make him comfortable, it's fine.
No pants dance.
No pants dance.
No pants dance.
Yeah, but I like
Don't let him listen to this episode because for the next 2 weeks, that's all you'll hear out of his mouth.
No.
Really?
No.
God, if someone referenced me on radio, and no matter how bad the show was, I'd be busting out all the time.
No. We watched Knight Rider together.
God,
so
how?
Share this.
What sorcery does he employ to get it? I watched Buckaroo Banzai this morning, and then I had to turn on the Saturday morning commercials really loud so I wouldn't hear my mom talking while I... You know,
well,
looked
he
at the computer in the
does,
manner that Pants does.
He
when
does
he's
have
alone.
A well-paying job and his own condominium. So
yeah, okay.
That's why he doesn't have to block out his mom's voice.
It was so bad, too. She was so goddamn loud. It's like she knew what was going on. It was almost like showing off to her friend on the phone. Like, look what I can do when he's doing that. Betsy, I'm seeing veins on my legs. It's just horrible. Like, I finally had to put on my gym pants and kind of, like, you know, march out there like, you're being too effing loud. And if she really cared to follow up at all, she would have been like, too loud for what, Chuck? I would have had her a treat.
She
completely
doesn't
want to
know because she's mom.
Yeah, my
mom-o. And she loves you.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a special thing today. So then I had to, like, listen. It was some weird channel. I had to listen to a guy who does acupuncture on dogs while I did my business. And now I can't get it out of my head.
You know, that's actually the worst part. I'll, like, turn on the TV if I'm alone or whatever.
Yeah.
And you turn on the TV and it's some weird stuff's on. And you're like, I don't know, feeling a little frisky anyway, but I'm all up.
I need
and
silence.
And then it's some weird I hate the silence, though, because that freaks me out. Every sound I hear is like someone knocking on my door, or the window washer's at the window or something. So I have to have like some
background.
Are
you rubbing one out in Busy Town? I mean, like, then I hear the fire
and
truck.
Then I think about Richard Scarry. Yeah. That little bear.
And the cat's playing with the worm.
No, I just, you know, there's noises in regular life. I don't live on a
phone. Oh, I love complete silence.
No, I don't like that.
I'm like Mozart composing.
I don't like that. But then stupid stuff comes on TV or on the radio, and I'm like, dang it, this is just ruining everything.
Oh, my God, no.
I need to, like, just buy a George Clooney movie just so I can run that.
No, you just need, like, the earmuffs that you use on a shooting range.
Oh, good. And then I can take them to the shooting range, too. That's actually double purpose.
Yeah. I would employ those, except I would then spin around and find my mom watching. Like, I tried to knock, and then I'd have to kill us both. And Will would come home to that. It would just be...
Don't your doors have locks on them?
They do, but she would probably, like, kick it in. Like, I thought you were dead. And then Will would come home, and it would just be, like, her riddled with shots, me in nothing but a T-shirt and those earmuffs. And blood everywhere.
So bad. You know, you could just lock the door. How long does it take you?
Oh, I enjoy it. That's like the one thing I don't hate every day.
Okay, so you take your time.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, all right.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm all about business. If I just need to get something out there,
it's like
a
trip to Williamsburg long, but it's like a trip to D.C. long, easy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I just try to take care of business because if I need to do that, then I'm
yeah, I also call that hosting Papa's Basement. Particular. Okay, well, we can actually give the Night Train an ounce of time. He can actually it's like 3:52, man.
Oh.
I mean,
no, I was more mocked being shocked about giving Night Train time.
Oh,
it's not
because we
MO.
Never do that.
I know. I just run right over it.
We love to finalize the CD.
It's
at like
not that we don't love him.
59:59 as he has to use the bad machine that then rejects his CD 30 seconds in. And he's like, gee,
sad.
Dude.
Yeah.
I feel really bad when that happens.
You should.
So
this
that
is nice
why.
Guy.
Hold on. Yeah, there it is. All right. There it is. There's the escape music. Are we going to have a cigarette break afterward?
No, me and my pimple are going to dance class.
It's like not even 4. Come on.
I gotta go pick somebody up from the metro so we can go up to the dance class.
It'll be a quickie.
What? I don't even know if I have
not
cigarettes
to exhale.
On me.
Come on. I have one a week.
Why am I gonna have a cigarette before I go to the dance class?
Because you'll be the cool kid.
What?
Like when I go
I'm
to the gym
the cool
reeking
kid.
Of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's high.
I'm the cool guy. Aqua di Gio and cigarettes.
Ugh.
Kate, thank you. Thank you for your time today, even though you have to house dance later.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, my name's John Papagiorgio. Show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Tweet Kate at Atomic Kate. That is Kate with a C. Isn't it always?
Yeah. And Atomic with a C.
That so went over my head for like 3 seconds. I wanted to smack you. Oh, my God. And find us on Facebook, Papa's Basement, and Google iTunes Papa's Basement to subscribe until next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern
Where
Standard
Time. Where if you watch on the webcam, I'll be wearing the special outfit with the stripper shoes, the Hello Kitty shirt, and the pigtails.
Oh my God, you are a Japanese man's dream come true. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.